The 2018 edition of the Idaho Shakespeare Festival is set to begin later this month when the Repertory Company opens with a stage adaptation of the Stephen King's horror novel Misery. A number of high-profile dramas and musicals, including Macbeth, Pride and Prejudice, and Mamma Mia, will round out the season. Producing Artistic Director Charlie Fee sat down with Weekend Edition host George Prentice to preview the season.
Thanks. Hi, George. Good morning.
Do I detect a theme in this season?
The letter M.
Okay.
Perhaps.
Yes.
Maybe that's our theme.
That's a good start.
We have a lot of plays. There's no question that are focusing on very, very strong women characters. And whenever we're putting together a season, things start to have a kind of convergence, shall we say, in terms of casting and interests and so forth. I wasn't setting out saying, boy, you know, let's do a season that really focuses on women. However, as the season began to develop and we were looking at titles that had really strong women in them, I leaned into it. Let's be honest.
Let's talk about your opening production.
Stephen King. Misery.
And you're directing Misery.
I am, and I have to tell you, it's very much a relationship play, and that's why it works as a theater piece. It's about the relationship of Annie Wilkes and Paul Sheldon. Paul Sheldon, very famous writer who has been essentially built himself a gilded cage of success on romance novels and has suddenly decided to change his whole life as an artist. Kill off his famous romantic heroine, Misery Chastain.
But Annie's having none of that.
Absolutely not. Yeah. She is, as she says, his number one fan. And this sensibility of artists becoming trapped by their own success, right? Let's just say Robert Downey Jr. How many has he done now? Did he do all 19 of the Avenger films?
Yep.
He's trapped, and it's an incredibly great place to be trapped if you're after money and fame. But at some point, artistically, for Paul Sheldon in Misery, he feels like he is not the artist he should be. People who know the novel or know the film know what's coming. But what's really coming in our experience as an audience, it's not so much an experience of horror. It's an experience of this relationship between Paul and Annie, an experience of an artist in crisis. And through that process and their battle and their cat and mouse game, all of which is in the crime and murder genre, what develops is both a strange kind of love and dependence and a reawakening for Paul Sheldon. Now, there is some horror in there, George. I'll be honest.
Sure.
And it is a lot of fun.
Let's talk about your next deep dive.
Macbeth.
Macbeth.
It is one of my absolute favorites. Macbeth and Hamlet are my two very favorite of the dramas. It is exciting, filled with, as we know, witches and ghosts and all the things that Shakespeare loves to bring on the stage in his tragedies. Macbeth is a great hero soldier. At the beginning of this play, he has just essentially single-handedly saved the forming nation of Scotland in a battle that no one thought could be won, and he won it. But he suddenly sees and is given a sort of insight by the witches that there is a future here that might be different. He might become the king. He uses the word murder himself immediately. Somehow this man of great honor is instantly by the dangling possibility of great power is sucked into a world that I don't think he ever imagined himself going into, and he cannot escape it and unable to fight against it.
Is it possible, I've probably thought about this a little too much, is it possible that in today's age that the witches are the medium? stirring the cauldron, to be swayed, to be influenced, to be pushed, to be pulled in all kinds of diabolical directions.
Well, George, as a member of the media yourself, I would allow you to draw that analogy. And I do think that that's quite an interesting idea. It's never crossed my mind, but now I'm seeing a production of Macbeth, a contemporary production with the three witches, all members of the media, and I think it would be a horrible kind of indictment. The witches never take direct action in the play. They only speak of what is perhaps coming or possible. They trifle with Macbeth, as he says, in a double sense. They tell him riddles. and leave it to him to figure them out. And yes, he is drawn by them to action that he might not have otherwise taken.
Charlie, I want to talk to you mid-season. In the meantime, congratulations.
Thanks, George.
We're just a few days away.
I know, a week away from Tech. And I will see you at Misery.
The Idaho Shakespeare Festival begins its 2018 season on Friday, May 25th. You can learn more at idahoshakespeare.org.